I'm storyteller Dale Jarvis, and I invite you all to join me as we explore the Fairy Path. This is a traditional Scottish story from the Isle of Skye, which was recorded by the American anthropologist W.Y. Evans Wentz in 1911, and it's called The Fatal Peat Ember. An aged nurse who had fallen asleep by the fire held in her arms the sleeping form of a newly born child. The mother lay in the daybed nearby, gazing dreamily upon the scene, and was quite amazed to see three strange little women slowly enter the house and file in front of her, making their way towards the nurse and the sleeping child. The leader of this strange threesome was just about to lift the child off the nurse's lap when the third woman said, "Oh, let us leave this one be, for we have already stolen away so many." "So be it," said their leader, with a tone of great displeasure. "But surely when that peat that is burning in the fireplace is consumed, so too shall this child's life end." And saying this, they filed out. They left the house. The mother, recognizing the three of them to be fairies, immediately got out of the bed where she had just given birth, and she fetched the water she could find, and she poured it out onto the fire, extinguishing the flames. She then took from out of the hearth the half-burnt piece of peat and carefully wrapped it up in a cloth, and this she then placed at the bottom of a chest. From that day forth, the chest was always kept locked. Now, in the due course of time, that wee infant grew into a beautiful young woman, and she was eventually betrothed. Now, as was the custom on the Isle of Skye at that time, the young woman stayed in the house the Sunday before she was to be married, while the rest of the family went to church. She was not to show her face in public. So she stayed at home, and to amuse herself, began to search through the small dwelling place. And eventually she came to the chest, a chest which she had never been allowed to touch or explore. Now, in her haste on this particular day, the mother had neglected to lock the chest, and the key rested in its lock. The girl, overcome by curiosity, turned the key, opened up the lid, and began to dig through the contents of the chest. And at the bottom, she found a curious packet, and upon unwrapping it, she found that it contained nothing except a half-burnt ember of peat, and this useless old thing she immediately threw away onto the fire. And no sooner was it wreathed in flames, but that she began to feel seriously ill. By the time her mother returned home from church, she found her daughter dying. The open chest and the blazing fire confirmed her worst fears, but it was too late. There was nothing she could do, and the fairy's prophecy was fulfilled.